You're on the hoist on a Thursday night with Blake and Jack, and you just heard two people, something to talk about. What a dreamy tune that is. And we're actually joined in the studio right now by Birds.
Birds, how are you going?
Hey, good.
But just first of all, we'll give you yourselves a little intro, because off the back of 2018, it was a massive, massive year for you guys, with you guys taking out the best independent hip-hop album of last year. How did that feel, and how was the reception towards that?
Yeah, no, I mean, that was, like, I guess, a surprise, you know? Like, I mean, it's a bonus, yeah. Having people connected with the music is the main thing, you know, and that was beautiful in itself. And those kind of things are just always a bonus, and to be recognised by the industry and your peers, it's a dope feeling, so, yeah.
The video clip for Place of Dreams, your latest single, it's set in this, like, foggy greenhouse with sunbeams shining through. Is that your ideal place of dreams?
I think it was, like, it was actually, you know, because it was a glass house sort of thing, like a glass greenhouse, and as the song, I guess the meaning behind the song was, like, really breaking through those limits and those, you know, quote-unquote glass ceilings that people might try and build around you.
Of course, yeah.
And put onto you. And so I guess that was just like a metaphor, cool, and it was just a really cool place to shoot.
Yeah. Whereabouts was it?
In St Kilda Gardens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was really dope, yeah.
Awesome. Can we anticipate this sort of imagery from the video clip in your live shows over the next coming days?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, a lot of energy and a lot of, like, yeah, you know, for the Gasometer show this Friday, tomorrow night, might be a special guest or two, you know, roll through, and just a lot of energy and, you know, yeah, powerful music.
Speaking of Place of Dreams, it features the lovely Eka Vandal. How did you get in touch with her?
I've just been a fan of Eka for a long time.
Yeah, she's great.
The tune's produced by Trials, and, you know, he's a fan as well. And we came up with the song, and we, you know, came up with the concept and everything. We thought Eka would be perfect for it. And just so happened, I guess, we'll just sort of have mutual friends. So we reached out, and she was, like, super keen, super cool, and it's just, like, a really organic sort of process. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So awesome. Are there any other potential artists that you want to collab with now that you've gotten Eka Vandal?
Totally. I mean, there's a couple of other collabs on the EP that I'm about to put out in late March that I'm really excited about. Can't really sort of speak on it at the moment, but, like, one in particular that I'm really excited about, and I guess getting a bit of buzz at the moment, and it's like a really well-respected artist, and I love what she does, and yeah, I'm just excited about the idea of collaboration now and reaching out and working with a bunch of different people, yeah.
So you've shared the stage with a few big names, Sam for the Great, Fundamentals. You also worked closely in the studio with Trials of AB Original. Mm. What was it like working with him?
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah, like, we've been, I guess, you know, kind of riding together for the last few years now, ever since, I guess, Bad Apples really came together and the connection through Briggs and AB Original. And, yeah, I work closely with Trials. He produced the majority of my next project. And, yeah, just dope. Like, you know, when you work with your brothers, you work with your friends, and it's family, and it's a really organic process. And the music, I think, is a really great example of that. It really shines through the music.
So. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and obviously working, do they sort of inspire you, in a sense, to, I guess, make yourself better as a musician?
Yeah, definitely.
You can get inspired off other.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you've got that general vibe in the back and forth between you and the rest of the guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they definitely, like, people like Trials, people like Briggs. You know, I show my stuff to Briggs all the time, like, new tunes and stuff, and, you know, he's great with the feedback and the sort of back and forth about ideas and how to really take that to the next level. So, yeah.
It must be pretty hard to track down Briggs these days. Obviously, you know, off in the US doing Disenchantment, or he's doing this, or he's doing that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he's everywhere, and he's, like, really taken off and really leading by example. But he's always got time for us, which is a beautiful thing, and he leads, you know. Yeah, he's a powerful leader, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So last weekend, you, Matt, got to play the... Now, please, if I get this wrong, the Ballet Narun Festival Treasury Garden, is that correct?
Yeah, Share the Spirit, Ballet Narun, yeah. That was really dope. And that was really dope. Like, that's probably the first time I've played there in a couple of years now. And that's always really good, just to sort of, like, you know, be surrounded by the community that really has supported me for the last 7 years since I've been in Melbourne. And,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and just that real family and community vibe. And, you know, that's a big reason, you know.
Does Melbourne feel like home now, in a way?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And because of that reason, you know, like, Melbourne community, you know, the Kura community here have always shown me a lot of support and a lot of love. So, yeah, it's always awesome to do those kind of shows, yeah.
Well, speaking of live sets, you're playing at the Gasso this Friday night, correct?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
What can we expect from that?
Oh, man, like, a lot of new music. A few new tunes that haven't been, you know, released yet.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, special guests, you know. Yeah. Yeah, it might roll through. And just super excited, man. Like, really.
2019 sounds like a big one.
Yeah, I'm excited to keep, you know, get it rolling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have any more future plans? Or is it sort of just bring out the EP and then sort of go from there?
Yeah, there's a few things in the works. You know, there's a few things, like, locally and internationally as well. Just coming back from South America, there's been a few connections made and, you know, talks of maybe going back over there or different regions, you know, like in Europe as well. So, yeah, no, it's exciting, man. I'm sitting on a lot of music, this project, and, like, still writing every day, you know. So it's going to be a big year for myself and for the whole Bad Apple squad, yeah.
Where do you find, I guess, your best way to write? Like, do you find it easier when, say, you're on the road, or are you one of those kind of people that has to go into a room and hide away for 6 years and ferociously write away?
No, I think it's usually, like, a spontaneous thing for me, or it always has been like that. Like, it's a real natural thing. Like, I'll get an urge or an idea, and, you know, I really try and capture those moments. And so I use my, like, voice memo on my phone a lot just to record melody ideas and stuff like that. Or, you know, and more recently, just really trying to get into the rhythm of making it a practice to go to the studio at least once a week. And even if I don't come up with anything too special, just I'm there.
Yeah, getting, you know, productive.
Being productive or not being productive, you know, there might be, like, I might go to the studio and sit there for 2 hours and have, like, 20 minutes of magic. Yeah. But it'll be worth it, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, I'm in a place now where I'm feeling like I'm in a routine and it's becoming more and more natural, yeah.
There you go. Sounds pretty good. I think we're going to be able to play your new song.
We are. Sweet. We're going to chuck it on. This is Place of Dreams by Birds featuring Eka Vandal. You are on The Hoist on Sin 90.7.